Hello, happy Easter everyone. You probably guessed this already, but Easter isn't actually about chocolate eggs and bunny rabbits. No, it's about Jesus the Messiah's death and resurrection. Here's one of Jesus' closest friends speaking about that very first Easter. The Easter he actually witnessed himself. His name is Peter. And Peter is speaking in Jerusalem to some Jewish people. They've come from across the Mediterranean, 50 days after that first Easter Peter and others witnessed. Peter's speech is in the New Testament part of the Holy Bible, the Injil Sharif, in Acts chapter 2. I'll read some of it for us and then explain what it means for us. Peter says, "Fellow Israelites, listen to this. Jesus of Nazareth was a man accredited to you by God, by miracles, wonders, and signs, which God did among you through him, as you yourselves know. This man was handed over to you by God's deliberate plan and foreknowledge, and you, with the help of wicked men, put him to death by nailing him to the cross. But God raised him from the dead, freeing him from the agony of death, because it was impossible for death to keep its hold on him. David said about him, 'I saw the Lord God always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest in hope, because you will not abandon me to the realm of the dead, and you will not let your Holy One see decay. You have made known to me the paths of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence.' Fellow Israelites, I can tell you confidently, the patriarch David died and was buried, and his tomb is here to this day. But he was a prophet, and knew that God had promised him on oath that he would place one of his descendants on his throne. Seeing what was to come, he spoke of the resurrection of the Messiah, that he was not abandoned to the realm of the dead, nor did his body see decay. God has raised this Jesus to life, and we are all witnesses of it. Exalted to the right hand of God, God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Messiah." So what does all this mean? Well, first of all, note that Peter speaks to people who know all about Jesus. He says in verse 22, "Fellow Israelites, listen to this. Jesus of Nazareth was a man accredited by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs, which God did among you through him, as you yourselves know." They know all about Jesus. There's no denial of his powerful miracles. Note too, they know Jesus was killed on a cross. Many of them would have seen it 50 days before. Their eyes did not deceive them. Yet Peter tells them this was part of God's plan. In verse 23, he says, "This man was handed over to you by God's deliberate plan and foreknowledge, and you, with the help of wicked men, put him to death by nailing him to the cross." Through the previous prophets, God had given animal sacrifices to take away sin and God's judgment temporarily. But he promised one day a special servant would come. This special servant would finally be the sacrifice to take away sin and judgment for good. This special anointed one, a Messiah, would take away sin's punishment finally and forever. This was God's deliberate plan behind Jesus dying on the cross. But the plan didn't end there, did it? In verse 24 we read, "But God raised him from the dead, freeing him from the agony of death, because it was impossible for death to keep its hold on him." Jesus rose from the dead. His tomb was empty on the third day. There was no body in it. It was impossible for death to hold on to Jesus. Why? We find out in the next bit, And this again was part of God's plan, just as the prophet and King David promised, as we read in verse 25 onwards. David said about him in the Psalms or Zabur, "I saw the Lord God always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest in hope, because you will not abandon me to the realm of the dead. You will not let your Holy One see decay." Jesus of Nazareth's sacrificial death was promised. It was part of God's plan. And so was Jesus' resurrection. God did not let his body see decay in the grave. Peter goes on to compare Jesus with King David from verse 29. "Fellow Israelites, I can tell you confidently that the patriarch David died and was buried, and his tomb is here to this day. But he was a prophet and knew that God had promised him on oath that he would place one of his descendants on his throne. Seeing what was to come, he spoke of the resurrection of the Messiah, that he was not abandoned to the realm of the dead, nor did his body see decay. God has raised this Jesus to life, and we are all witnesses of it." God planned Jesus' resurrection. King David spoke about it in the Psalms and Zabur. Peter and over 500 people witnessed it in the 50 days after Jesus, 40 days after he rose. Jesus of Nazareth really died, and he really rose from the dead. So what? Well, Jesus is now, according to verses 33 and 36, exalted to the right hand of God. God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Messiah. Jesus of Nazareth's death and resurrection were long promised and eyewitnessed, and they show he is the Lord and Messiah. He is the long promised ruler and rescuer that people have been waiting for. Since Adam and Eve first sinned, we've needed this person. Jesus is the one. And he is the Lord who will judge the living and the dead. He is also exalted and glorified. Jesus' death was utterly shameful. But Jesus' resurrection shows he's totally vindicated. Jesus has been given abundant honour. Honour above everybody. He's defeated death. He's defeated our worst enemy. He's the worthy Lord over all people everywhere. And we should recognise this, shouldn't we? Jesus of Nazareth is a good man, but not just a good man. He's a great prophet, but not only a great prophet. He died and rose again to show us he is Lord and Messiah. He's the mighty ruler of all people everywhere. How do you think the people who first heard Peter reacted to this? They'd seen Jesus put to death. They may have actually helped him be put to death. They must have been pretty worried. Well, here's how they reacted from verse 37. "When the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, 'Brothers, what should we do?' Peter replied, 'Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus the Messiah, for the forgiveness of your sins. And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children, and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call.'" The people realised they'd been mistaken about Jesus. They needed to repent or turn around from that decision. They needed to see Jesus was the Christ or Messiah or ruler of all. They need to see he'd been long promised and eyewitnessed, and that Jesus was the Lord who would meet them on Judgment Day. And wonderfully for them, if they did repent, they'd receive forgiveness of sins. They could receive the benefit of Jesus' sacrificial death. They need no longer face God's judgment. They could have new life by God's Spirit. Such a benefit, such a blessing, such a promise was available to them. It was available to their children. It's even available to us here and now who are far off. This promise is even for us here. If you haven't changed your mind about Jesus, why haven't you? If you haven't recognised he died, rose again and is Lord and Messiah, why don't you? Why don't you do so now? Maybe you're not ready or aren't quite convinced. So why don't you check out the eyewitnesses about him? Maybe read part of the gospel, the eyewitness accounts. Or ask someone to read it with you. Or maybe read about the promises and God's plan concerning the Messiah's death and resurrection. That's in the Hebrew scriptures, in the Torah of Moses, or the Psalms, or Zabur of David, for example. Hopefully then you will see from God's promises and the eyewitnesses that Jesus truly is Lord and Messiah. Before you come to him on Judgment Day, without the forgiveness he's offering now to all people, please don't leave it too late. If the coronavirus pandemic tells us anything, it tells us to be ready for our death and Judgment Day. Are you ready? Are you ready to meet Jesus of Nazareth, the Lord and Messiah?